Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Rolics.
Here it goes.
Live. Well, it's a good thing you got the paper. Any good news? Are you crazy? There's no good news in the papers. Look at what it says here on the headline. Politician indicted for lying to grand jury. Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing he didn't lie to my grandmother. She would have given them the cat of nine tails without the cat.
Ooh.
What is the matter with this country?
Right?
Can't trust a politician.
Nope.
Well, I never did. They're crooked, underminded, underhanded, overpaid, and particularly disruptive.
There you go.
Well, that's quite a description. You know, you ought to write a book on that. The description of a politician.
There you go.
Think so, Stanley? Well, sure. And put a big picture on it, Chief. Just put a picture of your belly on it. That's all you need. What do you mean, my belly on a cover of a book? Who's going to read that? Everyone that'll laugh at you. Don't get smart. Now listen, we have to go down to City Hall and see the mayor. Because of my visual impairment that has recently taken hold, I can't read the traffic light on the corner.
There you go.
The lights are supposed to talk, but they refuse to put the light in. Well, what do you expect? He's a politician, underhanded, underminded, underworked, and overpaid.
Yeah.
Come along, Stanley. Where's my guiding stick? Say, listen,
Uh-oh.
Ollie, what do you need this stick for? Why don't you just get a dog and get it over with? We're all going to the dogs anyway. Give me that. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap. Have you been tapping your way through life for all these years? What's a few more? Get out. Get
more taps.
Get out. Can I help you? You're in City Hall. Office of His Honor the Mayor. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, where's the mayor? What do you mean, where's the mayor? Nobody knows where the mayor is. He's a politician.
That's
well,
right.
We know that. It's a good thing he's not a mortician. We'd all be dead. Oh, shut up.
That's the truth.
Sir, I have to see the mayor on a very important issue.
Oh,
well, you'll have to fill out this application for you. Well, he can't read that. He's illegally blind.
Illegally blind?
You'll have to read this for me, Stanley. Well, let me put on my glasses now. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Is that the right? Wait a minute. That's the wrong one. Now, wait a minute. Not that one. No, this. Will you come on? How many glasses have you got? Well, I got one for Monday, one for Sunday, or Tuesday. Will you cut that out?
And one that's
now,
broken.
What does it say?
In between.
Oh, let's see. The reason for your visit. Reason for my visit. Can't read traffic light. Can't read traffic light. How long has this been going on? Well, ever since I've been going blind. 6 months. 6 months. When's the last time you renewed your driver's license? I haven't got a driver's license. Wait a minute. I used to drive. 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Have you ever been arrested? Of course not. Ollie, that's not true. You were arrested that time when you tried to sell wax fruit on the corner and a fella bit into it. Don't you remember? Were you? The fella bit into the wax fruit. They had to take him to the hospital, pump his stomach for 3 hours, and nothing came out. And then some fella struck a match and said, I'll use him as a candle. Will you come? Give me that. All right. One time, the suspended sentence. I didn't know you were suspended. Will you pull that thing out? let's see. Are you an American citizen? Well, of course I am. What else would I be? Of course I am. What else would I is? I better put that down. And that's about it. I don't know. I forgot one important question. What do you want His Honor the Mayor to do for you? Well, I want him to make the traffic light so I can read it. Make traffic light so you can read it. All right, here it is. Here it is, sir. We filled it out as best we can. All right. Let's see. The mayor doesn't make traffic lights. That's the traffic department. You're in the wrong place. Well, what do you mean we're in the wrong place? He tried to get the traffic people to do it, and they wouldn't do it. They're a bunch of morons over there. How dare you insult City Hall? That's a misdemeanor of the first degree.
Uh-oh.
Now. All right. Well, all right. We'll have to see. The mayor's very busy. And, we'll have to send you a letter and let you know when he can see you.
Exactly.
But I can't wait that long. I'm going blind and I can't read the light now. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're going blind and you can't read and you didn't renew your driver's license? That's another misdemeanor. Boy, are you in trouble. Here, take this. You have to appear in court. Appear in court for what? That's a summons for driving and you can't read the light. Yeah, that's typical the way politicians would work.
And the agencies.
Yeah, so some fella asked a big politician, well-known politician, do politicians always tell the truth? And he said, well, of course we do.
Yeah, right.
And the fellow says, well, what are you lying for? Yeah. All right, tonight is
nice
Make Fun of Politician Night here on the on the Folly. Jimmy Dinigan will be here later.
Okay.
and we're going to have Louie to lift. We got
hold on, let me
Ralph
see
and Ed
still...
coming up.
Yeah, he's still there.
Skits.
And we also have Anthony. So we have two darling people that we know.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Little Bear. 609-388-7004, the Big East Takeda Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Keita lady over there. Tom's River, New Jersey. All right. Let's see. You need a house, buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Kennedy Realty, Islip.
No.
New York. That's local over here.
Yeah, no.
Islip. 631-888-1186. Give Mr. Kennedy a call. He's a good guy. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Nobody's starved on Long Island. All right.
That's
and
true.
And the phone number in a minute. If you're disabled and you can't get around that good, let Gary know. Well, nobody's starved on Long Island, and he'll try to get the food to you. 631-484-3085. Let me give you that number again. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. All right. Thanks some of our friends. Suffolk Bus Corp. Islip Cleaners. My buddy John out there in New High Park. Supporter of Inner Sight. And all our friends who help us keep this show on the air. All right, we appreciate it. This is the Frolics Inner Sight. If you call in tonight, try to make fun of some politician, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Well,
all right, let's see.
I have one.
Wait a minute, hold on. All the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Corey, Ollie Campbell, all my buddies who passed away, little Tommy, baby royalty, some of the youngsters that have passed. Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight reminder. All right, now what'd you say you got? What?
That one I want to tell you about. So I remember when I was younger and stuff like that, and were a little honored at the time to be in the presence of the governor. Well, anyway, we'll just leave it that way because it's giving me trouble today. I have no phone that works. They don't give me a phone that works. So there it is. Anyway. I was, this was years ago when I first met, my husband, and I had gone, now I'm losing my train of thought. No, I had gone to one of these political gatherings, and I was so nervous because I was just a young person to actually talk and everything. Then when somebody literally, it was like a better word I'd try to shunned me off the stage, and shamed me basically off the stage for not knowing something. That's when I said, I gotta look into all the stuff that I know, and then also, look into the stuff that they're supposed to be telling me before I even get on that stage and, do anything, because they just, tore me apart, the politicians.
What's that got to do? What's your point? I don't understand what you're trying
My
to say.
My point is I was embarrassed to be on the stage with some of the politicians because they weren't treating
me.
That's not
something funny about politicians. I mean, they're all talked their way out of anything. They can talk their way out of a paper bag.
But
if they can get in the paper
bag.
What
goes around comes around. So I'm just waiting for that time where it's going to come around.
Come around when the mortician comes around.
When they die?
That's
oh,
when
boy.
It's going to come around.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I didn't say. We got Gabriel coming up with the story
oh,
about the red wagon. We'll tell you about that.
The red wagon? Okay.
All right, Inner Sight and on the Frolics. Give me some Honeymooner music there, Robbie.
Honeymooner music. All right. Let me get back to the other screen.
Honeymooner music live on Inner Sight.
Yeah. You'll get the Honeymooner in a second. Here it comes. Be back in a bit.
Where are you going, Norton? Oh, I got a very important event, Ralph. I want to know if I can borrow your silk tie. You know, the bright tie there with the big flowers on, the red one. My tie. Well, what do you need a tie for? Well, you see, we're having a big party with the politicians, and for the first time ever, they're going to come down the sewer. Wait a minute. The politicians are going to go in the sewer? Yeah, that's right. They want to know what it's like to be like a fish without water. Fish without water.
Fish
well,
without water.
What are they going to do when they're down there in the sewer? Well, you know, what do politicians usually do? Make a speech.
In the sewer.
Yeah. And we're going to... The sewer crew has designated me as the chief representative. Me, little old Ed Norton. All right. Here you are, pal. Here's the tie. Yeah. And, hey, Ralph, I'd invite you to be in the party, but I don't think you could fit through the manhole. Get out!
Probably not.
Hold down there in the sewer there. fellow sewer workers. Oh, by the way, Norton, we like your tie. Oh, yeah, that's my friend Ralph. I borrowed it from him, see, because I didn't have I wanted to wear a cheerful tie, you know, down here to welcome all the muckety-mucks politicians. Anyway, fellow sewer workers, we're gathered here today for the first time in history to welcome the politicians of New York down the sewer. Where are they? Well, we got a couple of phone calls, Norton, and one fellow said if he comes down the sewer, his wife is going to leave him. What do you mean his wife? Wait a minute. When I work in the sewer every day and my wife don't want to leave me? Well, I don't know, but this fella seemed very concerned about this, and he said, I can't give a speech in the sewer. Why don't we meet at City Hall? Wait a minute. What do you mean City Hall? I don't work at City Hall. I work down the sewer. Yeah, and then another fella called up and said, if he comes down here in the sewer, you know, his clothes are going to get all dirty. He's got a custom-made suit, and he says he'll lose a lot of votes because he'll smell. I think he smells anyway. Well, we've been getting these calls, and the mayor called. The mayor himself called, see?
Uh-oh.
And he said, I don't know about this idea of coming down the sewer to give a speech. You know, I'm a very busy man, and they just cleaned City Hall. And if I come down the sewer and, you know, come back up, I got to get my office, I'm going to dirty up the whole place.
There you go.
So we don't have any politicians down here, Doc.
No.
You mean to tell me the whole thing is a hoax? Well,
yeah.
It looks that way. A hoax on the politicians. Well, that shows you. That shows you, see? That shows you. You can never trust a politician. So what I want to do is instead, I want to reward my my friend and the head of the sewer crew, Jim McKeever, for trying to set this up. And it shows you, don't trust a politician.
There you go.
That's the whole thing behind the whole thing there. Don't trust a politician. Hey, Jim, here's the boys chipped in and got you this ring. I was going to let the mayor present it to you, but she hasn't got the guts. He's not going to come down the sewer. I should have known. What kind of a thing is that? Thank you, boys, and thank you, Norton, and I guess we learned a lesson here today. Yeah, just another lesson of the failure of the system and the politicians. Don't trust them. All right, in a second. Stop that noise.
What noise?
That noise is horrible, man.
Yeah, I try.
You gotta stop that noise on this show.
I try. Think I know what you're talking
about. Move your lips. Slightly.
I did. I'm out of breath today.
No, when you talk, it doesn't happen. That noise is horrible. All right, in a sight. Frolic. Well, put yourself on mute and then come back in.
Yeah,
you can't have that noise like that on the show.
I will, Frank. Relax.
All right, in a sight. Around the world on the funnies and tonight. Yeah, you know, we talk about these politicians, but a lot of this stuff is real, you know?
Yeah, it is.
A lot of this, and it makes you angry that you can't go to these people, the people that you voted for, people that you put in office, and then comes time that you need help. And, you know, what makes it worse, I'm going to tell you what makes it worse. When you go to them, and you don't even ask them to spend any money,
yeah,
and they won't help you.
That's true.
That makes it worse. That's the ultimate. That is the ultimate. And that's what Innerside has been doing with these ridiculous politicians who. Well, I told you my position, and I'm gonna put it out there again. We will not support any politician henceforth who doesn't do something to help us. They got to show that they're going to do something to help us if they want our support.
That's true.
I mean, there's so much stuff going on, you know. Before we went on the air, somebody read to me how a lot of the hospitalizations here in New York are not due to the virus.
You know,
just the other day they made an announcement that over 5,000 cases in the hospital. Now they come out with this statement. You know, you don't know what to believe. It's all politics. The politics of degradation.
Degradation.
That's all it is, folks. All right, who we got on the line?
Let me look.
Inner Sight. Frolics.
We have Anthony. Would you like me to put him on?
Let's take a call from Anthony, and then we got to get Louie in here.
Okay. Here comes
Inner Sight Live. Frolics.
Hey, Anthony.
Hello. Hello there.
Anthony.
All right.
Oh, I guess. All right, I'll put him back on hold.
I don't know what happened to Anthony, but he's not there. All right, in a sight.
That's what we have.
And give me the, in the meantime, let's do the philosopher.
Okay. Hold on.
Disabled friendly philosopher.
One sec. Oh, here we
come. Live on in a sight. One more time.
Let's shoot. Right there it is.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. Don't ever become a politician.
Nope.
Unless you learn how to lie.
Yes.
And steal and cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest things, politicians get away with a lot, don't they?
Yeah,
did you see that thing in the paper there? Where
yeah.
the guy who sexually abused all those women and the judge said, oh, don't worry about it.
He's part of the
it's
game.
It's all right. You didn't do it. We know you didn't do it.
That's right.
And I let him go.
Yeah.
Give me some musical background with the philosopher. Come on. Hold up.
All right. So give me a chance.
And politicians have got to be the worst profession in the world. Then they get together and they start arguing with each other. They're disunited.
That's the truth.
Yeah, did you hear about that thing the other day where they demonstrated for the annual, now you got the annual anniversary of the riot at the Capitol. But only the Democrats were out there.
Yeah.
The Republicans weren't out there. They don't acknowledge that the thing happened, I guess. Whatever did happen, we don't know. Because we're over here and they're over there. I tell you, there's no such thing as an honest politician. Because the minute they go honest, nobody votes for
it. That's right.
Or people think they're voting for an honest politician and they find out later otherwise.
That's true.
I don't trust politicians. Especially when they're sleeping. That's even worse. You never know who they're sleeping with.
Uh-oh.
All right, disabled-friendly philosopher. Caution. You know, you see this stuff on the weather. Caution. They ought to have one for politicians.
That's
caution. So-and-so's giving a speech. Caution.
Not watching.
That's what they ought to have. Evaluations of politicians.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Weigh them in the balance. Balance them in the way.
Something like that,
There's
yeah.
nothing worse than a fat politician. Remember that guy in Jersey, that governor guy?
Oh, yeah.
He used to walk around. Nobody wanted him around. That's why he didn't get reelected. Every place he went, he cleared the table like a hurdler. All right, in a sight. Don't trust a politician.
That's true at times.
Disabled friendly philosopher, signing off.
Word to the wise.
All right.
Thank you.
In a sight.
Disabled friendly philosopher, thank you.
And 8:30. We got Gabriel coming up with the... Well, this is an interesting story, you know.
Why don't you do Gabriel first, and I'll look for Louis.
The politicians told him to start this business. So he got a wagon, and he painted it red.
We got Louis now.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
And he goes around to all the different yards, see, creating havoc and disrupting plants and
everything.
Making holes in there. And
oh no!
So he fills up the wagon. So he goes in this yard one day. With the red wagon, and the
uh-oh.
Lady comes out. She says, "What are you doing? What are you doing in my yard? You don't live here. You don't live here. What you got this red wagon? This wagon here?" Oh, because that's my business. See, any mess that you have in your yard, I can clean it up. Yeah, I'm an expert at messes.
But I have no mess, everything good.
Oh, well, but I can create a mess. See? I know how to do it. I'm very good at that, see. Now I'll don't worry, you won't know that I create the mess, because I do it. See, I work nights, too. I come around in the middle of the night and create a mess. And then the next day for $20, I come and I clean it up.
What? You're crazy. What? You're going to create a mess and then clean it up? I have to pay you for that?
Well, yeah. If you want to get rid of me, you got to pay me.
Get rid of you. You're stupid. Get out. Get out.
So he takes the wagon, he goes to the next house. Yeah. Same thing. So finally, after a dozen houses, people start calling the cops. And the cops stop. Well, what are you doing with that dirty wagon here? What is that? Oh, that's my business office. Prisoner's office. What is the matter with you?
Mm-hmm.
You're a mental case. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. But that's why I'm so smart. See, that's my business. See what it says there on the sign? Clean up any mess. Call Red Wagon.
There you go.
Phone number: REDWAGREN. Were you?
G-R-E-N.
That's not a real phone number.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean, Joe? Call it. See what you... I'll reach you. Hello, Red Wagon Company. Will you give me that? I got a real business, yeah. I got to pay my taxes, too. You don't pay taxes. Now, listen. Take that dirty, filthy thing and get out of here, and don't come back, and don't harass these people. Oh, but I got a lot of business on this block now. Look at look all the messes in these yards. See, I got to come and try to get to all of them. You come around here again, and I'm going to lock you up, you with the wagon. Now get out of here.
Hmm.
Red wagon business. All right, in a sight, Frolic. Is Louis still on the line?
Yeah, he's waiting for you. Thanks.
Oh, let's
Tell
get Lou.
Go back. Okay, hold on. Oh,
Louis the Lip on in a
hold
sight.
On. Yeah, I see him. Okay, here we go.
I'll stop talking.
Here he comes, Louis. Louis, you're up.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, this is your friend, Louis Rivero, your family philosopher speaking.
I don't know if you want to be You could be his brother. You're the one who makes things happen, and he destructs them, I suppose.
Let Louis talk.
Hello, friendly philosopher. Hey, let me ask you a question. Yeah, I hear you.
Louis,
I hear
you
that song on. Da 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 da.
What happened? The guy died?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lou.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, I'm and your friendly philosopher's on the phone.
Yeah, let me ask you a question though. Did you ever meet? Yeah. Did you ever meet a politician?
Politician? No, I don't have a politician. What is a politician?
You don't know, a politician is somebody in office, like the mayor or the governor or senator. Politician. You ever meet anybody as a politician?
Maybe so.
Oh, you don't remember, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, tonight we're talking about making fun of politicians, see?
Yeah, sorry.
Now, Rosanna Danner, imagine if she was a politician.
yeah, that's right. And my name is Susan Taurasi Ferrero. I'm talking to Frank Ferrero on this side. We're going to the bathroom looking for the swab for Pat Cooper.
No, no. That ain't happening.
Yeah. So if Rosanna Danner was a politician, what do you think she would want to do?
Rosanna Danner was talking to Buffy Casale on the phone and getting her a lockjaw, and she's cracking right her funny bone. I went to the Casalvo's house a little search for Buffy Casalvo. She gave me a nice kissy, 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 kissy. And I gave her a love, and I gave her the right kind of flavor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, politicians, when they want to be elected, they used to go around kissing babies.
Aww.
To impress the mother so the mother would vote for them.
Yeah, and I got Pat Cooper and Rosanna Dallas talking to San Taurasi in that restroom, and I got the swab right in my hand while they killed the COVID virus pandemic right into the bathroom. And I was talking 20 minutes in the bathroom.
I don't know who ordered that one.
And the politicians are going to tell you all kinds of stuff.
Greg.
A lot of which is not true.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah?
You watching the games later? Any of the football games?
I'm watching on a weekend.
Oh, okay. Good.
Did you hear about that football player? Hey, Lou,
yeah,
did you hear about that guy,
friend.
Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
That football player Brown.
Yeah.
He went off the field and took off all his clothes.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I heard was the headline.
Yeah. So do I. I saw that, but
maybe
I don't know why.
Maybe he had some girl in the stand. He wanted to impress her. I don't know.
You're right. I just
There's
see something.
Better ways
about
to do it, Mr. Brown.
Oh.
I don't know what team he played for, but they suspended him.
Uh-oh.
For indecent exposure.
Oh, there you
or
go.
For indecent exposure.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Louis, why are you making fun of me?
I'm having my fun with Pat Cooper in the women's bathroom giving a swab.
Oh.
Well, tickle, tickle.
No tickle, tickle. Not me. I don't want no tickle, tickle.
Gee, they'd probably get a lot of votes these days if a politician went in the women's bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
The way things are.
And speaking of massager, hey, Frank, let me ask you something. Speaking of massage, I want to give Suzanne Taurasi for a good massage.
No, that ain't happening.
You got the massager
there?
Oh, no, Lou, that ain't happening.
You tell me, Suzanne, you want me to hear about the massager.
Well, no,
hey,
my...
Hey, Lou, you got the massager?
Yeah.
Where is it? Let me hear it.
Oh, my.
Feel good.
You don't got no massage.
Hey, Louie, I got a good idea for you. How you can make money? See, every time a politician gives a speech, you stand behind them with the massage. See,
let's scare the living daylights out of them.
And you can massage them while they give the speech.
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne, I'm just
don't
kidding
really
with
like
you.
That. What? I know. I'm teasing back.
And
no,
I promise to give everybody more money.
I got a hubby. He gets angry quickly. I really do. I have a husband, though.
give
I'm
us a little song.
With you.
What song? I know that, Lou. You always do. You always kid. That's cool.
Louie.
Hey. I found
a
massage all right, Frank. I go to the Rosanna Dan. We're at the bathroom with the swab, the tickle, tickle, tickle.
Give us a little song. We need a song.
What kind of song you want? Lou, you got to give us a song.
Give us a song with the massage on.
Uh-oh, no. Why does he have to put the massage on?
Da 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 da. La 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 la. Hey, Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
Uh-oh.
Walking on from my house Christmas Eve. You can say no such thing as a love drops. Ask for me, my Aunt Telly, make believe.
Aww. That's cool, Lou. I love him.
All right.
I do.
In his sight, Louie, wishing everybody a
yep.
healthy holiday.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much.
Hey,
so.
I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, I love you too, Lou. You know that. You know that. You know that.
Hey, that make you feel good when I get the massager.
No. That make everybody angry.
You with that massager.
What?
I know. My husband will get angry. We don't want that, do we?
Oh, stop being so serious. You with that massager. I told you, you get the...
Your neck.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know my husband. Real well.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
All right, inside. Thanks, Lou.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Okay, hang up, Lou, please, because I'm having trouble getting it off. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Lou.
In his sight, and speaking of love, I'll never forget the day when in school, you know, when Dinigan came in, and he was on a love kick.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, occasionally, Jimmy got on this kick. You know, he would be obsessed with a word. And he'd come in, and this particular day it was love, you know. So he comes in the room, And the thing with Jimmy is, you know, he was always late for school, see?
Nah.
So he didn't care. He just barged in. He didn't care what was going on or what the teacher was saying or anything. He would just barge in. I love everybody. Love you. Love you. And the teacher said, Jimmy, what are you doing? Sit down.
I love you, Miss Mon. All right. All right. Stop that. Cut that out.
Yeah, but I want to go down there. Can you send me down, Mr. Kramer? I want to tell Mr. Kramer I love him.
No.
Now sit down and be quiet. Oh, I want to love everybody. Janie, I love you. Now you can't love me, Jimmy. We're in school.
So he's going on and on and on. He says,
yeah, I want the whole world to love everybody and everybody to be good and nice and treat people good and have a love. Yeah, you know what the best kind of love is with an animal.
Oh.
Animal love. Cats and dogs. Yeah, they love everybody, yeah. Cats and dogs. So I want everybody to know that that's why, and with that, he pulls this cat out of his shirt.
Real cat?
Jimmy, what are you doing with that animal in school? I love it. I got a time. I told a cat I love it, and then the cat climb up on me and get my shirt and I love him. Will you stop that? Put that cat. Now you can't keep that cat in here.
Yeah.
So don't worry, Miss Maud. I put a leash on him.
A leash?
I tie him to my desk. So he ties the cat to his desk. And the next thing you know, in the middle of the geography lesson, you hear
uh-oh.
The cat is scratching on the desk.
Oh, my God, get out.
And Miss Ma says, what is that noise? Jimmy says, that's my little sweet one. He loves me. He let me know he loved me. He's scratching the desk.
He wants to get out.
Like
probably crazy.
And Jimmy's got the leash on him.
Oh, jeez.
And all of a sudden.
Oh, poor cat.
All of a sudden, the leash breaks. And the cat's running all over the classroom, and all the kids start yelling. Some of them want to pet the cat. And Jimmy gets on.
Don't worry, Miss Ma. The cat loves everybody. He's a love cat. Don't worry. I'll get him. Don't worry.
He's running after this cat all over the classroom. And in the middle of the whole thing, Kramer pops in.
Uh-oh.
What's going on in here, you know? Oh, Mr. Kramer, I didn't know you were coming up, sir. Now, what is... Oh, my God, what is that, a rat?
No, rat. And the cat, wait a minute.
Kramer thought we had a rat in the room. And the cat's running all around, and, you know... The cat went to everybody's desk.
Uh-oh.
And he's going, and he starts scratching.
Oh, jeez.
He toured the whole classroom.
Uh-oh.
And he's scratching on the desk.
Oh, my.
And Kramer says, does that cat have fleas?
And y'all worry, Mr. Kramer. You won't get fleas.
Yeah, right.
I'm allergic to fleas, Jimmy.
Uh-oh.
And Kramer gets out in the middle of the floor, and he goes, oh, he starts scratching.
Oh, Mr. Kramer got the flea.
Oh, my God.
And the cat continues scratching the desk. I'll never forget it. It was so crazy. And finally, Jimmy was able to round up the cat. He said, Jimmy, we have to send you home with that cat. Call his mother. And Kramer had to take his shirt off in the classroom.
Yeah.
Most of the kids couldn't see. You know, they were all blind.
Yeah.
And Miss Ma said, oh, please, Mr. Kramer, put your shirt on. You know. And then the cat, for some reason, took the Kramer. Get that cat away from me. He's got the flea.
Poor Kramer.
Oh, man, I'll never forget it. What a mess.
What
I don't
mess
think Jimmy came to school for a couple of days.
He got...
All right,
out of sight. For a couple of days.
Yeah. We're going to be with you Monday, Matt or Glad. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Inner sight. Let's see. Oh, television. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997. 3 on the Spirit Channel. And Thursday, Altice. 7:30. Thursday night, Channel 20. Check us out. Channel 20, Thursday night. All right, that's the television. All reruns. And yet, we're still on the air. All right, rerun. All right, Inner Sight, Frolic, and the theme tonight, never trust a politician.
That's the truth.
Everything they say, think the opposite. That's my theory.
That's true.
You know? And it's so true.
Mm.
All right. So, don't let it get you. Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. You're going to have to.
Nobody knows what's going to happen next in this crazy world. All right. Inner Sight. Frolics. Any last-minute phone calls?
No, I don't see any.
If
I missed you, I'm sorry. We're going to have to do it next
what?
Friday night, Val. He's calling a bit earlier. So I don't see
who's him. Calling?
Nobody.
Oh. All right.
You never know if they're listening.
All right.
So,
all right, rack them up.
One more time.
Go ahead, Norton. Rack them up. We're going to use this. Table.
Oh, wait. Now
you better not.
Okay, I got it. Anthony wants to talk quick.
Oh, you better not use this table. My friend Harvey won't like it.
Oh, I care what your friend Harvey likes. All right, let's take a quick call from Anthony. Inner Sight Live.
Anthony.
Hello there.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. I'm sorry. I was having trouble with my phone again. I'm going to have to get another one of these days. But you know what I started to think about? You remember that congressman that defecated on himself in the middle of a meeting, and he could barely walk and couldn't get away to go to the bathroom?
Who was that?
Oh, my God.
Jerry Nadler. I think Nancy, it was last year sometime.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I think... Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi knew what happened, and she looked at him, and she made a face. I don't know if she smelled it or what. But,
smell anyway.
Well, it's not funny for the poor politician who had to accidentally have a little problem. But,
it's
court.
Well,
I think it's funny.
I have a feeling that I know why it was. Maybe he realized how much money they were going to give to the people, and he, you know, he took crap on himself over it. you know.
Anthony, what did some of the headlines say about that? Did you read anything?
Oh, I can't remember. Pooper scooper.
Politician smells up Congress.
Yeah. It was funny, but it's all over the internet, and it plays music as he tries to walk, and he kind of steps to the side and two steps off the you know where they're sitting, you know, to try to get to the bathroom, but it was too late. And then Kamala Harris was laughing one day because she was standing by Joe Biden, and he broke wind right in front of her. I think she got a whiff of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, this is real stuff, real life stuff. You know?
Real.
She looked like she was going
to... It's funny how the press seems to concentrate on the realness of that. You know?
Yeah. She looked like she was going to drop on the floor.
And we told you, Congress smells. There's the proof.
And quite a few years ago, Michael Bloomberg, when he was mayor, he came out with these multi-million-dollar toilets that were supposed to help stimulate the economy in Manhattan. And you use the bathroom and you pay 50 cents. And if you don't hurry up and use the bathroom and do what you got to do, the door opens for all the world to see. You know?
Well,
I never heard of that one.
Yeah.
I forgot what part of Manhattan it's in.
That's all you need in New York with all these guys trying to grab girls.
Well, half the doors are always left open anyway because you can't fit in a wheelchair in the damn bathroom.
Yeah, they're only closed.
Oh, yeah, were those bathrooms accessible?
No.
I don't know. It looked like it to me. They look like nice bathrooms.
It depends
on
the area. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, the door opens and, you know, you start singing the Star Spangled Banner, you know?
Yeah.
I can only imagine Frank sitting on the toilet, the door opening.
Yeah,
what would you say
hello
first, Frank?
Well, a lot
like,
of guys wouldn't
blessing
care. I mean, you gotta, you know, if you're in the service, you gotta go through that anyway in the army and all that.
Yeah.
But the girls is what I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they had that on the ladies'
but what a stupid idea how to make money.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess he was real desperate. You know.
What happened? Did they use them or did somebody knock it down?
They used them, but they came up with an idea like to keep the door closed for a longer period of time where you push a button or something because that was just like, forget about it.
Nobody
you know
wanted to use them if the door goes pop.
Yeah, I mean, you're right in the middle of doing your business.
Wait a minute, my time's not up. I gotta go more.
Oh my God, you know.
No, it'd be more like, okay, I want my money back. You didn't give me the right amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a payphone that you can.
Can you get a refund on that bathroom?
Say you can please deposit 10 more cents for 5 more minutes.
I can't get it. Deposit
like, wait a minute,
somebody deposit it and then I owe them. I can pay it now.
Yeah.
All right, in his sight.
Door would be always open for me.
Stay away from paid bathrooms.
I can't imagine how much it is
freedom
now because of the economy.
Yeah, right.
Advocates
I'd be boosting
this thing. Thanks for that, Anthony. That was really cool.
Thank you. That was cute.
You're welcome, Frank. You're welcome, Suzanne. Take care. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Our inner site number 631-224-3090. You can go to the website innersite.info and click on the PayPal if you'd like to make a donation. Keep the show going. $50 a month. Keep the show alive. And, you know, if you have a business, let us know. You can be a guest on here and all that stuff. All right. It shows you that everything is real, just like everybody else. Yeah. That's why the politicians ought to get off their high horse and start helping us.
Start helping.
Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.
Frolics. Good night, everybody. Come on, world. Inner sight.
Good night. Good night. Good night.